ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवताम की श्री राधा कृष्ण चंद्र जी की सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की सामवेत भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली बोर्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली बोर्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली बोर्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड गौर एंड गौ. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्. नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर नंबर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7. रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज. तावां अंटिल दैट टाइम आई एम दिस व्यवहार द आर्टिफिशियल डेजिग्नेशंस being fat or skinny or belonging to the demigods or human beings. Sada, always. Vavi, sorry, avi, manifesting. Kshetragya, of the living entity. Saksha, testimony. Bhavati, is. Sthula sukshma, fat and skinny. Tasmat, therefore. Manaha, the mind. Lingam, the cause. Ada, this. Vadanti, they say. Guna agunatvasya, of being absorbed in material qualities or devoid of material qualities. Paravarasya, and of lower and higher conditions of life. Tavanayam vyavahara sadavi chetraks tavanayam vyavahara sadavi kshetra gyakshatro bhavati stula sukshmah tasman manolinga mado vadanti guna gunatvasya paravarasya tavanvayam vavahara sadavya sadavi kshetrakya sakshyo bhavati stula sukshmah tasman manolinga mado vadanti guna gunatvasya paravarasya tavanyayam vyavahara sadavi kshetragya sakshyo bhavati stula sukshmah tasman manolinga mado vadanti गुणागुणत्वस्य परावरस्य Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. The mind makes the living entity within this material world wander through different species of life, and thus the living entity experiences mundane affairs in different forms as a human being, demigods, fat person, skinny person, and so forth. Learned scholars say that bodily appearance, bondage, and liberation are caused by the mind. Responsibly, please. The mind makes the living entity within this material world wander through different species of life. And thus the living entity experiences mundane affairs in different forms. As a human being, demigod, fat person, skinny person, and so forth. Learned scholars say that bodily appearance, bondage, and liberation are caused by the mind. Purport. Just as the mind is the cause of bondage, it can also be the cause of liberation. The mind is described here as para-avara. Para means transcendental and avara means material. When the mind is engaged in the Lord's service, savai mana krishna padaravindayo, it is called para, transcendental. When the mind is engaged in material sense gratification, it is called avara or material. At the present moment, in our conditioned state, our mind is fully absorbed in material sense gratification, but it can be purified and brought to its original Krishna consciousness by the process of devotional service. We have often given the example of Amrish Maharaj. Savai mana krishna padaravandayo, Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanuvarnane. The mind must be controlled in Krishna consciousness. The tongue can be utilized to spread the message of Krishna and glorify the Lord or take prasadam, the remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Sevan Mukhe Jivado. When one utilizes the tongue in the service of the Lord, the other senses can become purified. As stated in the Narad Pancharatra, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tatparatvena Nirmalam. When the mind and the senses are purified, one's total existence is purified, and one's designations are also purified. One no longer considers himself a human being, a demigod, cat or dog, Hindu or Muslim, and so forth. When the senses and mind are purified, and one is fully engaged in Krishna's service, one can be liberated and return back to home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasi Gyananjana Salaka Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadanti Swapadantikam. Tava Nayam Vyavahara Sadavi Kshetra Kshetra Gyak Kshetra Gya Sakshyo Bhavati Sthula Sukshma Tasman Mano Linga Madod Vadanti Guna Gunatvasya Paravarasya. The mind makes living entity within this material world wander through different species of life. And thus the living entity experiences mundane affairs in different forms as human being, demigod, fat person, skinny person, and so forth. Learned scholars say that bodily appearance, bondage, and liberation are caused by the mind. So, this chapter is entitled, Jar Bharat Instructs King Rahugana. So here, very crystal clear instruction is given to king by Jar Bharat. What is the clear instruction? That you think you are the king and you think I am a fat. So this is not the real designation of yours and mine. You are thinking in terms of body, but the learned scholars, they don't think in terms of body, mind, intelligence, sthul, gross material elements. They don't think like that. They think about spirit soul. They think about para and avara. Para means transcendental and avara means material. They differentiate. So the intelligence is, real intelligence is to differentiate what is matter and what is spirit. So-called scientific intelligence or artificial intelligence or whatever, so many names to intelligence. That's not a real intelligence. The real intelligence is when intelligence is applied to discriminate between spirit and a matter. This is real intelligence. So, we as a spirit soul, covered by this material body, then subtle body, then we are the spirit, spiritual body. So the gross material body is made up of senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 action, karma, karmendriya, and 11th is mind. So here the instruction is given that we have to purify our mind. So how we can purify our mind? By understanding the hierarchy in our body. Indriyani Paranyahur इंद्रियेभ्यो परम मनः, मनसस्तु परा बुद्धिर्यो बुद्धेः परसस्तु सः. दिस इज द हायरार्की इन अवर बॉडी. Prabhupada says, if I ask you to open one machine and fix it again, you can do. But you cannot simply understand how your body is functioning, how your body is working. So here, we have to understand the hierarchy. Indriyani Paraniyahur. That object of the senses in material world, when they touch our senses, sabda, sparsh, rupa, ras, gandha, when this matra is touching the senses, matra, sparsha, astu, kaunteya, sita, ushna, sukha, dukha, da. And when this object of the senses touches the senses, then from there a sensation takes place. And the sensation creates the thought, thinking and willing, accepting and rejecting. So this thing takes place when our senses touches the object of the senses. And then this thought should be sent by the senses to the mind. So very definition of mind is a constant flow of thought is called mind. If the thoughts are very vigorous and comes in speed, then mind becomes disturbed. If the thought, they come very steady and you can scrutinize them, very steadily the thoughts are produced by senses, then mind remains peaceful. So mind is like a receptionist clerk, that it receives these messages from outside world through the touch of object of the senses. It receives these messages. So when thoughts are coming very steady and slow, mind is peaceful. When thoughts are coming very vigorously in a passionate way, then mind gets disturbed. Just like a river, a constant flow of water is called river. If the flow is not there, it's steady water, it's a lake. Similarly, when the flow is flowing, thoughts are flowing, then coming steadily to mind, and that is a mind, a constant flow of thought. So when the thoughts are very vigorous and speedy, just like river is flowing very speedily, in monsoon season it's muddy, mucky. The water is muddy. The same thing, the speed of water, speed of thoughts, when it comes very vigorously and speedily in our mind, the mind gets turbulent and very muddy, dirty. And when the thought comes very steadily, then especially when chant Hare Krishna, very calm and cool and just concentrate on that, steady thought comes about Krishna and holy name and Prabhupada and spiritual thoughts. And then mind becomes peaceful. And because mind becomes peaceful, mind wants to sleep. So in japa, if you are not saying properly, vibrating tongue, then you fall asleep because mind is peaceful. So this is mind. So mind's function is accepting and rejecting. So we have to see this platform, mind platform, mental platform, sensual platform. So most of the time living entity is trapped in sensual platform. Senses drags a living entity in five different directions, like those wild horses in Bhagavad Gita. And when somebody pulls in five directions, then we can become devastated. So these senses, sensual platform, senses pulls us into different sense gratification. Tongue says, I want this. Ear says, I want rock and roll music. And tongue says, I want some meat. and loaf and meat loaf and so many dirty things to eat. And eyes want some other things and like that. All senses pulls us in different direction. And we become prey to it. We become subservient to our senses. That is called sensual platform. And above sensual platform, this thought goes to mind and mind takes over. My mind says I have to do this. My mind says I have to do this. And we pray to mind. We become victim to mind's demand. And that is called mental platform. We say that you are mental. Mental means he is on a mental platform. He cannot understand beyond sense gratification and demands of mind. So this is function of a mind. And it is always turbulent. Most of the time, materialists, they are in mode of passion and so many thought comes to their mind, one after another, vigorously, speedily. Then their mind is always disturbed. And tension is created in the mind because of these thoughts, vigorous passionate thinking. And that's why a tension is created in the mind. And when tension continues day after day, so many days, so many months, then that tension turns into depression. And people cannot come out of this depression. It's so easily understandable that this is not right what this person is doing. But the person cannot come out. Why? Because it has entertained his mind so much so that he has forgotten everything. All he is thinking is about mind and senses and how to gratify them. And because they cannot gratify them fully, It is not in their capacity to satisfy the mind's demands and senses' demand. So they cannot come out of this depression. Now this is a function of a mind. It can drag us into the hellish condition, and it can liberate us also. So the technique is needed, little technique. What is the technique? That if I choose the object of my senses, a purified object, Savai Manah Krishna Pada Aravindayo, Vachasi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnanam, Karo Harir Mandir Marjinasu. So by our senses, we serve Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then all the object of our senses will be pure. And then these senses will become pure. And then when these senses, pure senses, touches the pure object, the sensation, the thoughts will be pure. And when the thought is pure, the mind is pure. Because the mind, very mind, is a constant flow of thought. Purified thought means a very steady, tranquil, peaceful mind. And under such a circumstances, when the mind is peaceful, we can think about transcendental subject matter. So very easy to control mind. It's not difficult. Not at all, if we are serious. What we have to do? We have to choose a purified object of the senses. Smell, flower of Lord Krishna, offered to him, incense, tulsi leaves, hear about Krishna. Prabhupada says this is the most important senses. We should, now these iPods are available just 24 hours a day in a very soft, low volume. Put it in ear. The ear doesn't get damaged and you get your transcendental knowledge, softens your heart, softens your mind, softens your senses, softens your whole existence, purify your whole existence. 24 hours a day, you are in transcendence when you hear Prabhupada. Very ear, we can engage our ear in listening rock and roll also, or jazz band and mundane material things. This is the house of George Harrison. He purified his senses through music. So we have to hear proper stuff. Same thing with other senses. Behold Lord Krishna's transcendental form, devotee's form. And by sense of touch, we can touch the body of devotees, pure devotees. So like that, we can purify our senses. Then mind has no choice but to get purified. Very easy. That's why Prabhupada says that we have to engage our senses like Amrish Maharaj. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo vanchasi vaikunt gunanuvarnanam karo harir mandir marjinas, etc. So, when we purify our senses and the mind, then automatically intelligence is purified. Because above intelligence, above senses and mind is intelligence. Intelligence is defined as a discriminating faculty in our body. Intelligence discriminates what is right, what is versus what is wrong. When senses want something, as for example, a senses wants to see hero and heroine, or movie of that hero and heroine. And when the eye wants to see Lord and his devotees, then intelligence can give you proper proper discrimination. That here you will get liberated by looking at Lord's form and devotees. And there you will get conditioned. You will get trapped by looking into hero and heroine and their movie. So you get conditioned. You get wrong identification. You will get into bondage. Wrong identification. So this is intelligence. Intelligence is a discriminating faculty. And hog and dog cannot discriminate. Why? Because they don't have intelligence. Their intelligence is on a very, very low profile, sensual platform. Their intelligence cannot see beyond sensual platform. That's why they are animals. They cannot understand what is spirit and what is matter. That's why athato brahma jigyasa. Now that we have acquired the human form of life, we can inquire into Brahma in spiritual subject matter. So this is intelligence. Indriyani paraniyahur indriyebhyo paramanaha manasastu parabuddhiryo buddhehe parasastu saha. Above the intelligent is you, a living entity, spirit soul. So this is a hierarchy in our body. We are the boss. But 99% of the time, we become subservient to our senses, to our mind, to our intelligence. It is upside down. We should control our intelligence by ourselves. And we should control our mind through our intelligence.